The annual Burning Man Festival is underway this week. However, the process of getting the artwork ready has been going on for months. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke with one artist before he set out for the playa.
I'm just going to run to Home Depot.
Your favorite place?
My favorite place in the whole world.
Yeah.
Artist Mark E. Ponderonda grabs a bag of bolts for a giant sculpture he's been working on called Fragments. He's from Paris, but over the past month he's been working at Fusion Craftworks, a metal shop in Reno. He says this piece is based off ancient lore.
The legend says that in ancient times, a goddess gave a great giant a magic mirror that allowed him to see into the future. Frightened by what he could foresee, he decided to break the mirror, and the shards, the fragment, fell into the ground and landed on the desert floor. Thousands of years later, at the age of man, the site was rediscovered, and it is said that if you climb the highest fragment at sunrise, you'll be able to see your future.
Like much of Burning Man artwork, this piece is larger than life, with towering reflective triangles sticking out of the ground. Even though it's based off a legend, the piece looks futuristic because it's made out of stainless steel and mirrors, and in the middle sits a rusty orange staircase that burners can climb. E. Ponderonda says that Burning Man is the perfect destination to showcase his work.
I wanted to find a site that was very minimalistic, and the playa is just that, right? It's a plain, you see reflections very, very far, but there's nothing. So I think it allows you really to reflect on your inner self.
Fragments received a grant from the Black Rock City Honoraria Program, which partially funds specific art projects for Burning Man. This will be E. Ponderonda's first burn. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.